You're now listening to a Flawless Noises Media Network production.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl, Gangsta Gurry, GG, Gary Tiandre, back again with another episode of Mystic Moments, where we are bringing a little wisdom and mysticism to your week. But guess what? This is a special episode of Mystic Moments because we are bringing you GG's Guide to Spiritual Growth, where we are talking about all things spiritual, and we are discussing all the things that help us to grow in spirit. But it's not just me. Can't do this show by myself. I always have my lovely co-host, Candace. Candace, say hi to the people out there.
Hello, people out there. I hope y'all have been enjoying what Gigi and I have been doing, because we certainly have been enjoying it. And we have a phenomenal show for y'all today. But I'm going to let Gigi bring one more person into this room with us.
Yes, because we have another special guest. We got a special guest on the show today. And you know, I get excited because I love when we have special guests on the show. We have Randy Simone from the Being Free podcast. Randy, say hello to the Mystic Moments listeners out there.
Hi, love. Hello, everyone. I'm really excited to be here with Candace and Gary today and excited about this conversation that we're diving into.
Yes. Listen, before we hop into the conversation we're diving into, I figure I always, whenever we have new people on the show, I love to get a little bit of information on them. Randy, what's your sign so the people can get to know you a little bit better out there?
You said, what's my sign?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, when was you born, girl?
I'm like our good niece, sis. I am also an Aquarius, and if you don't know who Miss Good Knees is, it's Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
But yes, I am an Aquarius, and if we really want to take it, you know, a little further, Scorpio Moon, Capricorn Rising.
Ooh, okay. Come on with the Scorpio Moon, Capricorn Rising. I had it on backstop ready for me, because I wasn't sure if you got it. I didn't want to throw it all out there, but I was like, okay, so you got it. Okay, so Scorpio Moon, Capricorn Rising, hardworking, also got a little bit of the emotional sensibilities going on there.
I'm definitely an emo ho, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, we on the same page there. We see each other. I love that.
Yes.
Well, thank you for being here with us today to discuss the topics that we're going to be talking about on today's episode.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I actually want to pass it to Candace with this one, because this was a discussion that we started having, and I thought that you would be the best person to lead us into today's discussion. So could you tell us more?
Absolutely. So I wanted to discuss how we edify our spiritual selves in a way that when outside forces kind of attack us, how we can handle them in a way where we show up as the best version of ourselves. When I mean an attack, I mean conflict, you know, conflict from people you're close to, things that, you know, ultimately harm you, be it words, actions, physically. But how can we prepare ourselves spiritually so that when things do come at us full steam ahead, ready to do us harm, how do we get our spirits in a place where it can serve as a defense for us? Because I realize, you know, prior to the journey I've been on, I used to meet violence with violence. And the problem with that is, and people are saying, you go low, I'm going to hell. And it's like, I can take you to hell. Yes, I can. But I don't like the way I feel afterwards. I don't like the recovery that comes from having to take it to hell. Because even the things you say and do, I'm sure they sit with the other person, but they sit with you too. Mm-hmm. Like, it sits with you when you have to be nasty, or when you have to go low and you have to take it to hell. It sits on your mind, your heart, and your spirit too. And it's almost like a grieving process, because at first you're like, well, I did what I had to do. And then you're like, did I have to do it? Did I have to do it like that? Did I really need to say that? And am I how I left that relationship or that situation. Am I good with where it's at? Can it recover from them going low and me going lower? Like, what is so, it's a huge thought process when it gets to that point. And so now I have gotten to a place where I'd rather disengage and go no contact than to take you to hell. And it's not, and when I say, like, sometimes you have to go permanently no contact with the person. Sometimes it's for a period of time until you could figure out the next step. And the crazy part is I've done the work. I try to do the work daily. I think spiritual health is a daily exercise. But I have to be honest, I can't fully recall all of the steps that have gotten me to this point where when somebody tries to go low, I just kind of be like, I'm not taking you to hell. I'm gonna talk to you some other time. Because I don't like the where this is going, how it's making me feel. And so it's like, I know I'm there, but what can people do to get there?
That's a great
Is it's
question.
like it's a it's that's what has been on my mind and my heart this week when I brought it to Gary and Randy. I totally shifted things around for us, and I appreciate and love them for accommodating me to talk about this, because it was just one of those things that I've been thinking about all week after dealing with a situation where somebody took it low and I opted not to take it to hell. And I was just like, okay, I would have handled this real bad 6 years ago. I would have really, hey, if it's a place lower than hell, that's what I where I would have took us.
Okay, underneath the
Yeah.
earth. Okay, real
Yeah.
underneath the earth.
Yep. So
No, I appreciate that framing, and it makes me think about the fact that you realize that, okay, you are a person that is filled with light, and you can't allow something or someone to detract or take away from that light. And I think that that became the focus. That's what a lot of people's focus has to become when it comes to staying in that positive framing and staying in that positive framework. And it's just like anything that takes you out of your purpose, anything that takes you out of functioning in the present moment, like that's what you have to sever ties with. And it sounds like that is something that you potentially had to deal with this week, where it's just like, you know what? This is not making me feel light inside my spirit. And I think that that is something that also most people can tell whether or not they feel that way when they are engaging with somebody or something outside of themselves. Like, does this make me feel light-filled? Does this make me feel happy? Does this make me feel like how I'm supposed to feel in my body? Does it make me feel safe? And if it doesn't hit some of those base foundation like necessities, then is it necessarily something that you need to be putting your time and energy into? And I think that that's part of the healing journey that needs to be just like focused on is how do you allow yourself to feel safe within your body when you are kind of like confronted with those outside or external forces that are trying to take you out of the direction that you're trying to head yourself. It's just really important to just remain really, really rooted in your foundation. And I think that sometimes we struggle with figuring out what that is because there's so many external forces that try to take away from that. But that's kind of like the way that I see it.
So like that's a great talking point. And I didn't even have a desire to take it to hell. That's the part that shocked me, because y'all know I'm spicy. Y'all have been knowing me for a very long time, and y'all know I could get real spicy at the mouth. I didn't want
With
to.
the best of them.
I find myself in general not wanting to choose violence. And sometimes I say to myself, oh, you getting soft. And then I remind myself, you're not getting soft. You're growing up, and you're growing up spiritually. You've been an adult a long time, but you haven't been spiritually mature and an adult for a long time. This is new, uncharted territory. And it also made me almost snatch my own wig, because I realized in the past when I would be trying to take it to hell and people would disengage, I understand why now. Because there is no real reward in engaging and battling to the duel with somebody that you love and care about. There's no real
No.
reward in that. You gain nothing. As a matter, you lose a lot.
Yeah.
And
And it's also
so
a form of dysfunction. And I didn't grow up in dysfunction. So I don't make dysfunctional, instances a part of my life. So whenever someone tries to meet me with dysfunction, it throws me off because I'm like, hey, my nervous system is like, whoa, what is going on? Because that is not something we're used to. I don't do that. You should call me scary or whatever you want because I like Candace. I only have two options. I'm gonna take it to the ocean floor or I'm gonna disengage. Those are my two options. And I would rather disengage because that is what keeps me grounded in in a peaceful, state of mind. I don't want to do all that rah-rah.
Okay.
I don't.
It also has the space to salvage the relationship at a future date too, because sometimes we catch people on bad days, and we know that we have to extend grace to people when they are in those moments where they're not doing their best or they're not the best version of themselves. And
Do we? No, I'm just playing.
we
Just
don't
kidding.
always have to, but it's nice sometimes to get, because
Just
some folks
kidding.
get that from us. Some folks, not everybody,
Yes.
but some
No,
folks.
not everybody, but I can comfortably say that there in the now, in today, in this moment, right at this minute, there's nobody in my life that I don't want to extend grace to
Yes.
in hectic or not so great moments between us.
Yeah.
I might, disengage and go no contact for a minute until things settle and we both can think and reflect and come to the table with our own thoughts on a path forward. But I wholeheartedly want the people in my life in my life, but only
Yes.
if it can be healthy. And I'm not even saying it has to always be happy because life happens to us and we're not always happy all of the time. But I do want it to be healthy. I do want people in my life to be able to come to me and say, I'm not in a good headspace. And this is one thing that I absolutely love, love, love about Gigi. This is one of the reasons it has worked. Our friendship, our podcasting relationship has worked. Is because when Gary has not been in a good headspace, Gary comes to me and says, things are not good right now.
Yes.
And I am, he tells me, like, I'm so sorry, I'm distant right now. Things are not good, and I'm trying to find my way back and get myself together. And I just need the space to do that. But just know I'm here, I'm not going anywhere. But I'm trying to get me in order. And I can always respect that. And
Yes.
stay like that is how Gary handles things with our relationship versus taking things out on me or calling or texting me. And you can just tell the energy is off and he's not himself. No, he just tells you, I'm shit not good right
I
now.
don't have it right now. Yeah.
And I'm
And
gonna get
I
it
think people are more
together.
willing.
And
Yes.
Every time I meet him there, hey, I'm here if you need me. If he gets a feeling that I'm not okay, I will get a message like, you good? 'Cause I can feel like something is not good. What do you need? That those that to me, Gary, our relationship is an example of the relationships I want with everybody in my life. And I can honestly say I pretty much have that with everybody. But Gary set the tone for me. We had gotten a lot closer after Curtis's passing. And Gary set a standard for how I wanted to start handling not just my friendships, but just relationships in my life because he gives me transparency, he gives me kindness, and support. And I hope I give the same to him.
Absolutely.
But that has like it was a wake up call for me. It was like if you're not getting this from everybody around you, either they don't need to be around you, or y'all need to start doing the work to have that type of relationship. And so now I do feel like I show up more and I'm more present for relationships that are important to me. I certainly know that I do that for Randy because she's sure to tell me that I show up for her better than I have previously. I definitely know that because one of my very, very dear friends, happy birthday, Tay, I love you, girl. That hussy tells me everything. And I feel like she does tell me everything because I am mindful of her feelings, respectful of her feelings, but can also say, you tripping. So, and of course, in my marriage, it goes without saying, that's my puzzle piece. We just fit together. I can't always
That's so
explain
cute.
how we
Right.
fit together, but we just fit together. We work together. I joke with Mike
And that's
sometimes,
how it
like,
should be.
I'm like, have
I
we
think
outgrown each
it's
other? He like, no, girl, we still the same size. We fit each other. And so,
so.
and things like that. And I think it's because one, when I met Gary, even if I don't text you, I'm always watching. So I see your IG lives. I see things you post on Twitter. And I know sometimes I have a bad habit of being the queen of nonchalant and people not being sure where I am sometimes, but I see you and I see the work you do, which is why I have always encouraged it and poured into you because the work you have done, the learning experiences you have shared, the education you have shared about spiritual health, spiritual wellness, and spiritual growth, I've used those tools. And have and I'm experiencing myself grow in those areas. So that's the first thing. The second thing is Randy has always been very transparent about her healing journey and fixing what was broken and mending what may have gone awry. Which is how I ended up also doing Being Free with Randy. And so this was a perfect opportunity to fuse two of my favorite people who do some of my favorite work. And, I just want to ask you, Gigi, what is some advice you can give to people to get to a place spiritually where they are so sound that they can handle adversity in a way that doesn't break them?
I think it's about not taking things personally. I don't know why, but the four agreements come to mind. And I know that one of the four agreements is not to take things personally. I know that the four agreements is a book by Don Miguel Ruiz. And basically it makes me think about just like the principles of living a meaningful life, being impeccable for your word, never making assumptions, always doing your best is going to be like some of the things that you can do in order to just like be at like that place of peace. And that kind of like rings in my head because when we are in a place where things are coming at us, we always want to feel like something is like, woe is me. And sometimes it's not that. It may be something is trying to like prepare us for the next chapter. And spiritually, we can understand that these things are happening because they're meant to happen to us. They're meant to happen for our own personal growth. They're meant to happen for our own personal expansion. And I think that it's important that we remind ourselves that we have to go through these experiences in order to have that personal growth, in order to have that personal sense of wealth and expansion in our lives. So for me personally, it's always been important, I guess you could say, to just know that, what's happening in my life is just something that's a reflection for the direction that I'm supposed to be headed moving forward. So I'm trying not to, take what happens and feel like God is smiting me, because sometimes I take that shit real personally. And I'm just like, there's no point in doing that because all this is doing is causing you to be, wrapped up in negativity, and nobody wants to be wrapped up in negativity all the time. It's always been really important to just be like, okay, what can I take from this as a lesson, and what part of this is some sort of wisdom that I'm taking into the next chapter of my being, or the next iteration of life, or whatever it's supposed to. So that's how I end up looking at stuff.
That's a
Listen, one
great.
thing I have learned, if you don't catch that lesson, it's gonna keep coming until you get it. So it's not always it's rarely ever a slight against you, to be honest. It's, you know, I think a lot of times when we're in that space, it's why me, why me, why me? But again, taking it personal, as a lot of people often do. I've definitely been in that space before where everything was personal, but it's not, hey, what lesson am I supposed to be learning here that I just, for some reason, I'm not getting it because I, you know, this cycle keeps repeating and it's going to keep repeating until you say, hey, what I'm doing isn't working in this space. This is why I'm getting the same, whatever the case, whether it be relationships, job, whatever in life. And I think that people miss that very often because it's not everybody else, baby. It's you. And you have to figure out what it is in you.
And I think that that's half of the battle is like recognizing that it is something that you have. It's a character defect. And I don't want to use character defect in a negative like sense, like where it's something that's wrong with you. It's just something that needs to be fixed or something that can be worked on. And it's like, okay, this gives me room for growth, which we all should be striving towards. It's like the best
Always.
version of yourself that you are trying to like actualize in that very moment in time. And that's something that we're all working towards, and we always have to like call that person in. That person may not always be with us in front of us or how we're operating at all times. So it's like, how can you call that energy in or take a step back in order to recognize whether or not that person is in the room with us? Because you know, he or she may not be in the room, and you may need to welcome them in. You may need to usher them on into the room a little bit before you start
Hello.
tripping, okay?
Absolutely. Just growing up is there are still growing pains after you become an adult. It's a very peculiar place to be in to be able to fully recognize growing pains and fully understand the changes. Like I said, sometimes we change so rapidly that we don't even quite understand where the change come from. But in a situation I just experienced, I was like, wow, I've grown, but I hate that I had to get my feelings hurt to understand how much I have grown. And to walk away from the situation not feeling broken or deflated or like this is the end and it will never be again. I am actually honestly very optimistic that some repair work can be done and some trust that was broken will potentially be able to be, you know, rebuilt and restructured, you know, after feelings have been allowed to settle. But these are life lessons where you recognize that something like this has to happen for you to realize just how far you have come. And
Agreed.
it was just like, you know, and like after I've talked to some people close to me that are close to the other person, they were like, you just seem like you're okay. And then I was like, yeah, I am okay. Because one thing, like what you just said, Gigi, I did not take it personal. It was absolutely, there was some disrespect, but I did not take it personal. I almost feel like it could have been anybody who was setting boundaries and setting a tone of respect, and they would have been the same end result. And I think that's like when you say like you don't take it personal, like when things happen like this, sometimes you are just the person that's there at the moment. Whoever could be there in that moment would have been on the receiving end of some not so nice kind behavior. And so that when you say like don't take it personal, I absolutely believe that and think that is one of the key things is to not take things personal. Because a lot of times people's animosity, even if it comes out towards you, it's not actually a reflection of you. It is a reflection of something that is very broken in them.
Yes,
And they
very
don't.
seldom is it about you.
Yeah.
It's usually them.
Yep.
And that's where you have to offer a little bit of compassion their way, because you would want that same compassion offered back to you if it was you in that case.
Absolutely. That's
Oh,
another
100%.
thing. Oh my God. Like I said, every time when we record, we don't premeditate a lot. We pregame, we talk about some things, but we don't actually come in with the script. So when Gary starts saying stuff and then my light bulbs start clicking on and flashing, you are so right. And if the tables were reversed, I would absolutely, even in my all my dad ass wrongness, would hope for a little bit of grace to come back to the table and try to right my wrong. And I think we have discussed this before, and I've said like that is something that I've been more cognizant of is not being an old one and done ass bitch. Excuse my language. Like there are certain things that it is one and done. Like for me, physical violence is a no-no from anybody. Romantic partner, friend, cousin, uncle, brother, cat, dog, mouse, whatever. The kid's the only exception, and that's because they are not adults yet. But even if you have adult kids and things get physical, that's a no-no to me as well. But I have typically in the past had the mindset where you do something that I don't like, and it's like, F you, I ain't got to deal with you no more. But when I've done things that someone hasn't liked or did not appreciate, I have wanted their grace. I have wanted the opportunity to right my wrong. And so, Gigi, you really touched on something with that one that at times we need to extend the grace we want extended to us. A lot of times, actually. If you somebody that want two, three chances, you better be somebody giving two or three chances. Now, if you don't mind people being one and done with you when you fuck up or fuck over them or treat them not so kind, then okay, you can take that hard. You could draw that hard line in the sand that that is how you will handle others as well. But most people want grace. Most people want to be forgiven when they're wrong. And so a part
Like
of
as
the
cliché as it
journey.
might sound, you treated other people how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
Like it's really that simple.
Yes. Is absolutely that simple.
And we learned that when we was children. So you've been told that
Hello.
ever since you were a child, like that's been like battered into your spirit. You would think you would know it by now.
And it's so funny, like you said, we've been hearing this since we were children. I instill this in my children, okay? But to recognize for a long time, I knew it, I heard it, it's been said to me, but I didn't actually live it. Like, and that I recognize that's a lot of things when it comes to overall health and even spiritual health. We know what we should be doing, we know how we should be handling things, but a lot of times we are not truly walking in the things that would make life easier for us.
Because it's not what we want to do in that moment, and we're all about doing what we want to do.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
Until
I'm
you
so.
realize that it's actually for your benefit, and then it's like, oh, I do want to do this.
So I'm so glad we had this conversation. My mind is a lot clearer as we have had this conversation, and I've gotten to flesh it out. Because again, I didn't talk to anybody. Y'all are the two people I spoke to, pre-recording and discuss kind of what happened. So I've been sitting with my thoughts on it for the week. So I'm so glad that y'all allowed me the space to get this out. And hopefully this is a conversation that helps anybody listening in. And I do want to say you are not wrong for wanting to take it to hell. Let me say that in moments where people have harmed you and hurt you, it is totally human and natural to want to return fire and make people feel the same pain that they have inflicted on you. I just urge you to figure out if responding in kind will do more damage to you than it will to them. Yeah.
A word.
Yeah, that's the message that just, came to my heart. I don't, in my situation, I don't think it would have. I think it would have harmed me more to take it to hell than to disengage and sit with it and flesh through it and use my support system to find some resolve. And I think that is a huge part of spiritual growth and spiritual maturity is knowing when to find resolve, and how to find it in a way that works for you and not against you. Yes.
Well, that's a word, because
Yes.
sometimes you got to know when to give it, when you got to give the give, and sometimes you got to know when to hold it close to the chest. And you can sense that out. Sometimes you can sense that out spiritually based on, because hurt people hurt people. I was just writing about that earlier today. And it's just like sometimes you can recognize when a hurt person is speaking from a hurt place, and you don't have to play into that trap that they may be trying to trap you. It could just be something that you're allowed to sidestep and know, like, listen, I know where this is coming from today, and I'm not gonna go there with you. But if you need to do it as far as like a defense mechanism because somebody's trying to try you, then that's another story. Okay. We are here for defense. Defense, defense.
Sure. Yes.
For sure.
Yes. Well, that's what I had on my heart today, and I absolutely appreciate both of my cousins, my brother and my sister. Two of the baddest to do it, and meeting me here and talking through this with me. I feel like that's the purpose of both shows, is that we will have open conversations that lead to healing. And it's not just about what other people could do. It's about this is what you can do. And so I'm grateful for y'all. I love y'all for,
I love you back.
pivoting with me to get this out. Yeah, it meant a lot. It means a whole lot. I am gonna be leaving this recording with a peace of mind that I hadn't had throughout the week. So thank y'all so much.
Absolutely, you are loved, and I
Of
hope that
course, love you
yes, and I hope that the listeners out there too feel some sense of peace as they're listening as well. Because who knows, somebody could be going through quite the same situation, or may have gone through a situation where they had recently where they had to kind of just like close the door or go no contact with
much.
somebody in order to preserve their own spirit, or make sure that they are truly focusing on themselves. Because sometimes that's what it boils down to, focusing on yourself instead of focusing on somebody else's peace and joy. But you can still give them compassion from a distance. So thank y'all for talking about this.
Yes, before
Thank
we
you.
go, I do want to say that time is coming soon. If you have not pre-ordered your deck that our amazing GG has crafted and customized himself, put all his blood, sweat, and tears into it. Please, I'm gonna put the Amazon link in the bio. Go pre-order so that you could have your deck and your materials when they drop. You want to be there and not be square. Gigi is gonna be reading with his new deck when it drops, and you want to have yours so that you can see just how beautiful this new deck is. Be on standby. If you are an avid listener, we are going to be doing a giveaway.
Yes.
We are going to be giving away a deck, because why not?
Okay, and you're gonna want one because it's pretty. Okay, it's real pretty, and I love shuffling with it. I can't wait to start shuffling and sharing with it a little bit more openly. And I'm gonna give the full tea on what the process was for this as I was going through it real soon on the show. I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely. We're gonna do a show. Hopefully, we'll do a show where you tell us your process, you tell us the love that you put in this, the blood, sweat, and tears you put into this. You pull from the deck, take us back to, old school mystic moments, and also tell us what's next, because I just truly believe this is just gonna be the first of many decks for you.
Absolutely, I second
Yeah,
that.
this is not gonna be a one and only, a one and done, but still get that first deck because it's the first one. It is the premiere, okay? The premiere deck. And this is just the beginning.
Just the
This
beginning.
is just the beginning. And I look forward to you sharing with us when your friends in the spiritual work world start using this deck as well. And you be sure to clue us in when you're guesting. Make sure that you let us know so that when we're over at Being Free, we can share, we can promote, We can post. You come through to Being Free and tell us about this new deck. We going on a little promo tour too here at Flawless Noises.
Yes, I'm
Okay.
excited. Okay, so please, everybody, get ready, because it's gonna be exciting. It's
Absolutely.
gonna be a nice ting.
Before we go, Randy, where can people find you?
Yes,
You
you
know.
all can find me on Twitter at Simone Being Free. That's the letter B, the letter N, free. And there you can keep up with show updates and sometimes me just, being literally being free, talking about whatever I want. Right now, the rap girls are running it up, so that's a lot of what you're gonna see right now. Y'all really don't need to find me on Instagram. It's kind of one of those things. If you know, you know. If you find me, you find me. But you can find us, the show page at Being Free. Candace, that's also crazy. I literally just, my mind just went blank. Give me a second. I don't know why I forgot it that quick. But yeah, you can find us on Instagram. It's Being Free Pod. Again, the letter B, the letter N, Free Pod. And Candace and I will meet you over there and make sure you stay tuned for updates, more guests. Definitely excited that my sister has joined me and we're cranking this up and, excited.
Yes. Always you can find me on Not So Newlywed PC across all social media. I admit I have not been around on the socials lately. I got so much going on that it's kind of last thing on my mind. So, but you can find me there from time to time. And if you would want to be a guest on either show, please let us know. If you want to learn more about spiritual health, spiritual work, healing, both of these shows are the shows for you. So be sure to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend to tune in and check us out. And we hope that y'all have an amazing weekend. It's warm down here in the Carolinas. It's in the 80s, okay? Summer is finna start summering. So have a
Yeah, they're getting
beautiful
real
weekend.
slutty. Okay.
Have a beautiful, blessed, healthy weekend. Enjoy yourself. And we will see y'all back in April, actually. We'll see y'all back in Aries season because I'm here.
Okay, you about to
Okay,
be
I'm
turned
finna pop out.
up.
About to
Okay.
turn it up.
Aries season, I'm piping it up. So we will see y'all back in April. We love y'all so much. Bye, everybody.